Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everyone had a great weekend. It's been kind of cold in South Carolina the past couple of days, and tonight they're calling for it to be a cold again. So please have your battery, your flashlight, non-perishable food items, water, things of that nature to get you through the bad weather. The extra this time, we were out of lights for a few days. And it was kind of rough, but we made it through it. Trees and stuff broke because of the ice, and the weather was really bad. So please be careful. Always be safe and cautious, and make sure that you think not only for your but for your neighbor, your friend, or your family members as well. Sometimes when things get kind of rough, people start to show their true colors. What's in their heart, and they start just thinking about themselves. So you have to think past that, and it won't last that long. It's only going to last a few days, and we'll be back to spring again. My time of the year, I love spring. I hope everyone be safe out there. Drive slow. Be cautious of your surroundings, because it's going to get kind of sticky out there tonight and tomorrow and Wednesday. In Columbia, they call for snow Tuesday and Wednesday. So please drive the speed limit or a little bit below the speed limit. Don't always be in a rush to get where you got to go, because you might cause an accident and hurt yourself or somebody else. It's better to err on the side of safety and be cautious in a rip and rush to go where you got to go, because what's the point? Safety always comes first. Forget about your selfish reasons. Safety always comes before anything else. Always think safety. Ownership is very important. It keeps you moving to the next level. Sometimes people like to put the fault in other people or blame things that happened on their past. And sometimes you got to know to let go of that stuff. You cannot let stuff that happened 10 years ago feed your spirit. You're feeding your soul dead food. And anything dead means it's rotten. It's no good. There's no nutrition in it. There's no life in it. There's nothing in it. So be careful how you feed your spirit and your soul and your mind and how you process things. Sometimes you can be mad with somebody for years and years and years, and they have no clue why you're upset with them. And here it is. You 30 years old, they 30 years old. They wonder, why you treat me so bad? You tell them that you mad with them because they broke a toy when y'all was kids. And all these years, 25 years later, you still mad about this little toy that nobody knew anything about but you. You let 20-something years of anger and frustration build up in you for a little toy. You're too grown right now to be playing with a little toy. So why are you upset? Why are you holding on stuff from the last season? There's no need to hold on to that stuff. There's so many people walking around bitter and angry and frustrated and stressed out because they're holding on stuff that happened to them years ago. Not yesterday, but years ago. Decades ago. Lifetimes ago. They're still mad about the people that was in the situation done dead and going on, and they still mad about the situation. What's wrong with that picture? Why are you still holding on stuff? Somebody broke your heart. Okay. I understand. But you're not getting into any more relationships because of one person breaking your heart or dumping you. You're scorned for life. You ever thought about maybe that person wasn't for you? Maybe that person was just for that season. Maybe he was supposed to learn something from that person at that time. Think about the bigger picture. All you think about is small self-gratification. I'm going to get more to what I'm going to talk about later on in the show. I'd like to give a shout-out to Ruby Weldon Gatson, Stacy, Jason, Jennifer, Isaiah, Juliana, to all my family and friends, and to all of y'all that listen to the show every Monday at 5 o'clock, thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions or feedback, please email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. weldonr112@gmail.com. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. ramon.firstfitness.com. Food for the soul menu, honey chicken, black eyed peas, sour cream lemon pie, drink naked lady. Food for the soul thought of today, ownership is very important. Sometimes it's good to take ownership. Leaders take ownership. They don't try to put the blame on them. That's what makes a leader, and a follower. Ownership. Everybody makes mistakes. I made mistakes. But you live and you learn and you go forward and you go on with life. That's all we can do. Go forward with life. Life might not give us the best or provide us with the best that we think we should have sometimes. But sometimes you have to make do with what you got. Like, for example, food for the soul. My creation, my design, brand, my logo, my baby was started out of necessity or a need and not a want. And sometimes necessity is the best way to feed a need or a want to get you to the next level. Sometimes you might not have everything at your disposal, so you have to use what you got to get what you got to get done. That's part of working in the kitchen. We learn that if you don't have all the tools at hand to make what you need, you can use other stuff and still get the job done. You just have to know how everything play a part and have a role into making a great dish. To be able to create from nothing is not an easy task. A lot of people just don't have it in them. Some people are born to follow. Some people are born to lead. There's nothing wrong with that if you know your position in life. People are not going to be CEOs or chefs or teachers or doctors or lawyers. Some people are just going to be regular workers. There's nothing wrong with that. All I can say is just be the best at whatever you do. Just be your best. But that's doing your best. If you're a dishwasher, be a good dishwasher. If you're doing somebody's yard, be the best grass cutter, a lawn care person that you can be. If you're cleaning somebody's car, detailing somebody's car, do the best that you can do. Don't shorthand a person or take shortcuts or also take the lazy way out. When you do a great job, commend you for other jobs. And that's your goal, to get other jobs. You just don't want to get one car. Your goal is to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 cars so you can provide a living or a source of income for yourself. Never think about the short-term effect of anything. We were talking about that today, about people hanging under the palm tree. Cold, sunshine, no matter what, how good or bad the weather be, they'll be under that tree begging for a change. Can I get 50 cents? Can I get a quarter? Can I get a dollar? Their goal is to get enough change in their pocket to buy 40 ounce or some cigarettes or some Lucy. That's loose cigarettes, if you don't know what a Lucy is. Now, if you pull up and you ask that person, hey, you want to make some extra money? You want to do some yards? And I'll tell you when we're done, they might not go. If they do go, and when you finish that first yard, they're crying and mourning and groaning because now they're ready to go back under the palm tree. Their goal was just to make enough money to buy a pack of cigarettes and a beer. They don't think long term. They just want $10. They're not thinking about, I can make $100 today. They don't care about the 100. They just care about the 10. And you have people like that. They don't think about the long term of anything. They just think about short term effects. The person that doing the landscaping, you thinking, how can I make more money today than I made yesterday? So I can make my business grow. So I can get more clientele or more customers. They're not thinking like that. They just want to get enough to buy some cheap liquor, a beer or two, and some cigarettes, and that's their day. You might not see them for a couple of days because they done made their quarter of $10 or $20, which is a small amount. But some people just think small time. They don't think that, man, I can get, maybe this dude can hire me only. And I can have a little gig every day, make money every day. It's the same notion of give you a fish, you only eat that one meal. But if I teach you how to fish, you can live, you can fish for a lifetime. Same concept. They really just live for today. They're not thinking about tomorrow or how can I make more money, because some people just don't see the bigger picture, like I said earlier. They just want to beat you out of something or get over on you or whatever. And it's not right to do that. You think that somebody don't know you. You might think you got away with something, like stealing from somebody's house because they wasn't home, and you took something from them, and you think because they don't say nothing, they don't know. But you got to understand, you pay for everything that you do, or somebody will pay for what you've done. Don't get the idea in your head that you got away. You never get away. Karma is not always good to you. You wonder why you got sickness in your body? You wonder why somebody you love got sickness or something happened to them? Because they paid for what you've done. So don't ever get that idea of, I ain't got that to worry about. I didn't get caught. I got away with it. I'm good. You're never good. So never fool yourself in the idea of that you're good. Don't be crazy. There's no way around it. So stop playing games with yourself and other people. Be an adult for once in your life. To always do an assessment of yourself in your life to see where I'm at, where do I want to go, and how do I plan to get there. If you know your dream is to buy a house, and you know this house is $100,000 or $200,000, there's nothing wrong with that. But you also got to realize that, working at McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, Wendy's, or any fast food place, or in a minimum wage job, that kind of job don't support a house or anything big like that. It don't even support a brand new car. It can't support a car, but not a brand new car. Because if you're only making $10,000 to $15,000 a year, how are you going to get $1,000 or $15,000 car? Where do you do that at? You don't spend your whole annual salary on one thing, and you wonder why I can't make it. Why am I struggling? Because you couldn't afford it. You didn't count the cost. You thought it was just going to be a good idea to do this. No, it's never a good idea. Why would you think such a thing? You always got to count the cost before you make a move. Because if you don't, you don't know if you're making money or you're making money. For example, let's say your job pays you $8 an hour from where you live at. Around that's an hour. And let's say that you have to spend more than you earn in gas every so many days. If you got to spend $100 in gas every 2 days or so, you ain't making no money. You're not even breaking even. Actually, your job is costing you and not helping you. I know it's hard to believe. You have to love yourself to make the right decisions. life. You have to love yourself to let go of the past, to love yourself to know that everything happens for a reason and a season. You have to learn to love yourself to let go of the pain and the hurt and move forward and move on. You cannot always keep living in the past. Johnny, break your heart. So now you hate all men. Maybe Johnny wasn't your husband or ever going to be your husband. Maybe Johnny was just there for a little while, but not a permanent fixture in your life. See, sometimes we try to give people a job that their resume don't reflect them doing or having the ability to do. Don't get it twisted because the sex is good and he says all the right things and give you all the sweet nothings if that fills you up a little bit. Bills, do that pay rent, do that pay a mortgage, do that provide health insurance, do that take care of a baby, does that help you with a flat tire? You got to think about all that stuff. I'm not telling you who to date and how to date. But if you meet a man that can provide for you or give you the best of his ability and you don't have to beg or ask or stress him out, he just do it because he knows it's a need. He volunteers to give to you. That's the kind of man you want in your life. I'm not saying one thing or another, but a lot of times, a lot of women get into trouble because they're looking for somebody to get them that sugar high, that feel-good moment. They're not looking for something steady. You know, slow and steady wins the race, not fast and speedy and flashy. You ever read the story about the turtles and the hare? The tortoise was slow. He was not fast, but he was steady. The hare, which is a rabbit, was fast, agility, and could move. But he was also flashy. He could have won the race, but what did he do? He did everything else but the race. He got cocky and arrogant. And then at the end of the day, he lost the race, not because of his speed, but because of his lack of staying in the game. Just won the race and went home for the day and be done. But he just didn't do that. He had to showboat. He had to go into the crowd. He had to run backwards. He had to do backflips, skips, hops, and everything else. He even took a nap because he was that cocky and arrogant, which caused him the race because he overslept. He was so sure that the tennis was that slow that he could take a nap, lay down on the job at hand, and thought he was going to get it done on time. It doesn't work like that. So he screwed up. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. ramon.firstfitness.com. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And please be watchful and careful of the weather for the next couple of days in South Carolina or whatever state you're in. Please be careful out there. Be mindful. If you've got to drive below the speed limit, it's better to drive below the speed limit and be safe than sorry. Because accidents happen. But you can also cause an accident or not cause an accident. It's just how you play your cards. Be careful and mindful of your neighbors because it's going to get cold. The temperature is dropping right now as we speak. Remember to have ownership in life and not always blame everybody else for your mistakes in a situation because you always play a part in whatever happens. So never get the idea that, oh, it's just the other person's fault. Sometimes it's you that can cause a problem.
you.